Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy because Len Schrader is here. He is the Public Information Officer for the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, and they are going to tell us about an upcoming event, which is going to be on Saturday, June 26th. It's Pumpers on the Mississippi Riverfront, and we are going to get all the details from Len. First of all, really nice to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks, Mo. Appreciate you having us in studio.
So tell us a little bit about this club, and then people will go, oh, ding, 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 I know what he's talking about.
Sure.
So the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, what is the history of it?
Minnesota Fire Engine Club has basically been around since 1979. We're about 40 years old. We've got approximately 57 members at this time, just enthusiasts and collectors throughout the state of Minnesota who own fire apparatus, and we get together once a month, have a board meeting, and we go out and we play with fire trucks, real fire trucks.
So when you say own fire apparatus, I really didn't know that was a thing. I know that you get new fire. We're right next door to the fire station.
Yes, you are.
So impressed with that.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes they let us use their restroom when ours is out.
Oh, my goodness. It's awful nice of them.
Well, we have a great relationship with the fire department.
Persons in need, yes. We find retired fire apparatus, and we still use them. They're still functional. There may be some mechanical issues that we may have to work on. A lot of our trucks will not store water, but they will haul water, which is a big difference.
What is the difference? I don't think I know that.
If it holds water, okay, it will probably leak out because the tanks are bad. They just rust away and through deteriorating over 20, 25 years while the truck is in service, the tank may get rusty and it may leak. So that's why you have to replace fire truck, because it's not always the most dependable. And newer equipment is always, always needed. Our trucks will haul water. They just won't store it over a 24-hour period, the big wet spot on the floor.
I see. So do you go to city auctions then and stuff? Is that where you find your stuff?
We get stuff on Craigslist, city auctions.
They sell fire trucks on Craigslist?
Yes, they do. They sell everything on Craigslist. But we find fire apparatus through all different means. We've had trucks donated to the club that this belonged to my grandfather, and I don't want to see it go to a scrapper or a junkyard. And here you go. We've taken many pieces of fire apparatus and rehomed it to our members who would welcome a fire truck. All we ask is that they put a roof over it and insure it and come out and play with it.
So when you say play with it, you guys get together once a month. Is that for a meeting? Do you bring your trucks then?
We bring our trucks and we'll maintenance them, make sure everything works correctly, go out and pump with them. We have a super secret undisclosed location where we have a water source that we go out and we throw some water.
I am going to hypnotize you and get that out of you.
Oh, boy.
First, I'd have to learn how to hypnotize somebody.
Good luck with that. You got to have a brain for that to work, right?
So. I don't know. On my end or your end? What are you talking about?
Yeah, really.
Well, Len, this is very exciting. So you get together with these trucks. How many members of your club are there, please?
We have 57 members currently.
What? 57. Do you each have your own truck?
Well, about 9 of us own the bulk of them.
Okay.
Currently, I own 4.5 trucks.
What does that mean, 4.5?
Well, I co-own it with a 21-year-old kid, and there's never any gas in it.
Oh, brother.
He and I, a short story. I was watching Craigslist, and this gentleman had a truck that he just needed to get rid of because it was against the ordinance to have a vehicle in his...
Especially a fire truck, probably.
Yes, and the city didn't want him to have it parked there with no license on it.
Oh.
So they made him get rid of it. And the agreement was if we could drive it out of there, we could have it. Well, over a 2.5-day period, we worked on it, we got it running, and we drove it out of there. I made a deal with Henley, our president of our club. He's quite a young man, that if he helped me, I'd we just own it jointly, and it's worked out wonderfully. At that time, he was a 16-year-old kid. Now he's a 21-year-old man who is now a mechanic.
Wow.
And he is a great, great leader. He does, he knows fire trucks inside and out. He'd been in fire trucks since he was in a baby carrier and diapers. And he knows almost everything about fire apparatus.
What is the fascination with fire trucks, do you think?
You know, I ponder that because you asked me that last year. I think, to me, when I was growing up in Randolph, volunteer fire department, those were your neighbors who were on those trucks, and they were everybody's dads, and they were the hometown heroes. And in our community of Randolph, those firemen sold chicken as a fundraiser, and I can tell you, those boys cooked a lot of chicken, and they got every piece of apparatus they paid for by their chicken barbecues. And those guys sold a heck of a lot of chicken to get those trucks. And they were everybody knew them. They were just the pride of the town, maybe the only thing that we had that showed any type of government or the sound of help on the way. One of your neighbors is in trouble, and I'm still surprised that there are people that will get up in the middle of the night to go help another neighbor who is in trouble. And a lot of things that the community and people don't realize is, where does help come from? And a volunteer fire departments protect 85% of this nation. The other 15% is a paid service. In Hastings, you have paid full-time firefighters, but you also have a bulk of volunteers, and they page those people out. And that happens on a 24-hour basis, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Those people get out of bed, and for what they get, most people would shut the pager off and roll over and go right back to bed. It's all mostly volunteer fire departments from, you know, Aiken to Zumbrota. And those people consistently are the help on the way.
And people really enjoy seeing fire trucks up close and personal if it's not at their own house, right?
Oh, absolutely. We give a safe space for people to come out and take a look at what a truck actually does. And you're not at an active fire scene where somebody could really get hurt. And we do it in a very controlled manner. So that it's a lot of fun, and a lot of fun to see what they do.
So when people come out on Saturday, June 26th, you're going to be at JC Park. What can they expect, please?
We're going to have approximately 15 trucks. Probably three of them will be some type of a ladder, a tower. We have a squirt, and I think we have a bucket truck coming. That's a 100-foot aerial. We're going to be pulling water out of the Mississippi with two Sunbelt rental pumps.
Is that your secret place?
No, I can't. I can't divulge that.
I thought I was going to trip you up.
I got an arrangement with Batman because he's got the cave next door. Anyways, Sunbelt Rentals comes in and just gives us two 2,500 gallon per minute pumps, and we pull water out, and we just shoot it right back into the Mississippi. We're also asking for the public's help here. We're facing about $1.25 a gallon increase in diesel fuel this year. So if anybody out there can support us, your donations, whether it's a dollar or if you can sponsor us, go to MNFEC.com, MNFEC.com, and you'll find our QR code. Even if you send us $10, we're happy. Also, we have our YouTube channel, which got some great videos on. We're also on Instagram. You can check us out at MinnesotaFireEngineClub.com.
So the event will be 15 trucks. Wasn't last year a drive-through event or something?
We did a drive-through. We had probably about 2,000 people that happened to stop by.
Pretty impressive.
Well, we just did an event in Northfield on the 29th of May, and we had approximately 4,500 people walk through there, and that was a fun night. amazing water show. And what we do is we start pulling water from the Mississippi and we'll shoot it up in the air about 75 feet. But at night, at dusk, we put these LED lights underneath them so they look like a prolonged fireworks show. And different colors of lights. And it's really neat. So, yeah.
So, can they come at any time during this period? Or do you know what I mean?
We're going to be setting up probably 4 o'clock till 6. It takes about 2 hours to set up. But public's welcome to come out and just take a look at our trucks. And we're just going to be setting up pumps and getting ready to go.
So of your 4.5 trucks, what are they each? What do they do? Or
well, I have a 1958 International Harvester, what they called a mini bean. Now, this mini bean truck was a high-pressure fog. And what it did is it shot water out of about a 5/8 inch nozzle at about 800 PSI. So it will cut through drywall. And the thinking was that we're going to water jet water in between the walls so we can stop a fire when it gets into the walls. They're extremely good for grass fires because it uses a molecule of water versus just a regular droplet, if you will. You fog a grass fire, and if the wind takes it just right, it'll knock it. If it takes the wind takes the molecules of water, it'll knock it down just immediately. So it's a great firefighting vehicle. I also own another 1975 tanker engine, what came out of Randolph. The Historical Society donated that one to me. If I would take care of it. And that's a 1,600-gallon tank. You can tank water with it, and you can pump water with it. It has a small 250-gallon-per-minute pump, but it does kick. I also own a 1976 Ford C900, and that was a pumper that came out of Rolling Stone, Minnesota. And that's got a 1,000-gallon water tank and a 750-gallon-per-minute pump. But that is also a really neat truck and a lot of fun to drive. I have another truck that I recently just acquired. It's a 2009 Chevy pickup truck, four-door cab. And we put a skid unit in it for actually it's what they call a wildland fire unit. Holds about 150 gallons of water. And it's got a reel line on it. And you go out and put some grass fires out with it. Pretty cool. Also have a pickup truck that we use as a command vehicle, and we put stripes on it. And that's actually, I think I own 5.5.
Oh, dear. So
I just discovered one. Oh, no. Lots of fun. We've got a lot of great people in our club. And what we say in the club is the 4 Fs, fire trucks, friends, family, and fun. And check us out at minfec.com. MNFEC.com. We're always looking for sponsorships and donations. Great organization, a lot of great, fun people. We've got families that come out and kids and just a lot of great fun.
Lynn, where did your interest in fire trucks come from? Were you ever a firefighter?
I was never a firefighter per se, but I was also, I was a first responder, and I worked on a college campus in their security department for a lot of years. You did everything. We were the only form of administration that was ever around after 5 o'clock, and we were part ambulance driver. We were counselors for kids that were homesick. We were the guys that got you into your room if you forgot got your room key, but we were the also there for when things went terribly, terribly wrong. And some kids that I remember that had accidents or falls or doing something stupid that we came in and we picked up pieces and we got kids to the hospital. And yeah, we've car crashes on the campus, but I guess I've always liked the idea of being a helper and helping people, especially at medical emergencies. I was a first responder medic for a few years, and I still work like working a medical, is recognizing somebody's illness and stopping bleeding and getting somebody breathing again. It's really kind of rewarding, and I always enjoyed that work.
So the event again is called Pumpers on the Mississippi Riverfront. It is going to be on Saturday, June 26th, starting at 4 o'clock p.m. They're going to be setting up, but you're certainly welcome to pop on down.
Should also mention, we're going to have food this year down at Pumpers on the Mississippi.
We really are so happy that you stopped in today. What a great club. Do you look for new members?
We are always looking for new members. We're always looking for people who own apparatus. And if your family owned a truck and it's just sitting, come out and join us. You'll have a blast. We'll show you how to operate the truck. If you don't want it anymore, just let us know. We'll be happy to look at it. We'll teach you how to operate it. Again, check us out at menfec.com, M-N-F-E-C.com.
Lynn, what is the oldest truck you have?
We just recently acquired a 1926 Peter Persch fire truck, and it's got wooden spokes, and the family didn't want it anymore. They wanted it to have a good home. They didn't want to see it go to a scrapyard, and they contacted us, and we went and we got it, and it's currently being painted. We have it at a body shop, and they're painting it. We're doing some of the engine mechanics, and we're going to have that thing running, I hope, by this fall.
It's pretty cool. Yep. Painting it fire engine red, I bet.
Oh, yes.
Also, how long does a fire truck last?
For a first line service for a fire department, you're looking at probably 10 to 15 years of being first out the door. Then it will probably go into a reserve or a secondary status, and it may serve another 10 years. But 20 years is tops. Fire trucks are just like any other vehicle. If they prove to be unreliable or a lemon, you just need to get rid of them. And too many lives are on the line to not have good frontline apparatus. And support your firefighters, because they sure need it. And if you can volunteer and you have any interest at all in firefighting, go talk to your local fire chief. Go talk to your local EMS person. And get trained up. You'll find it to be one of the most rewarding things you've ever done.
Well, and maybe the first step for people is to come to the event on Saturday, June 26th. Starts at 4 o'clock p.m. It is at JC Park on the Riverfront in Hastings. We want to thank our guest today, Len Schrader. The event is called Pumpers on the Mississippi Riverfront. And we hope that you have a great turnout for that. Len, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Mo.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.